Well, we have somebody important on the line that we waiting to talk to for the last while. Louis Walsh, how are you?
How are you, Louis?
I'm very good, Colin. Hello, Al.
Hello, how are you? Good to hear you.
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. I'm back in Dublin. I was in London yesterday. I'm still working, you know.
Can I just say, the lads in hometown, they were with us in IKEA 2 weeks ago at our OB, and they're such a generous bunch of guys and talented. Dean, Dale, Brendan, Josh.
And they all sing.
Yeah, they all sing. It's because I was standing right beside them, so I can actually tell. Every microphone was turned on, and they all sang, and they hung around for so long afterwards.
Took all the selfies.
Yeah, just taking pictures. They're really, and you've just launched them now. Have you just launched them in London?
Well, yesterday we did a showcase for all the media in London, and it was fantastic because everybody showed up thinking they were going to get a typical boy band with tracks, but the boy sang a cappella.
Right.
It's five songs. Nobody could believe it, the vocals, the blend, the harmonies. It was just brilliant.
And how do the lads like London?
They're like kids, you know. Yeah. They just can't believe they're in London and they're meeting like people that they see on TV and stuff. That's what I love about them. There's still a nice innocence, and they've got their feet in the ground. But the voices, the blends, the harmonies, it's just amazing. And the reaction was just wow. Because you know these cynical journalists and radio types, DJs.
They've heard everything.
You know those, it's like jaded people. Yeah. And they said, wow, this is not what we were expecting. The Sixth, the Irish, and they all sing. So everybody was in a really good place.
Are you launching the single as well? Is that part of this package now?
The single is coming July. Where I Belong. The reaction already is brilliant. I think it's going to be A-listed on nearly all the big stations.
Wow. They're going to be huge over there, aren't they? I think so.
I hope so. But we're doing it the old-fashioned way, Alex. Yeah. Like, not doing it like on TV. They're doing all the schools.
Right.
They're doing the meeting and greeting.
Yeah.
And they're making real fans. I mean, at the airport today, I heard there was like hundreds of people when they came back.
Yeah.
It's the on-the-ground stuff that matters, isn't it? It's going back to that.
It's on the ground, and it's going back to what we used to do.
You're so busy at the moment, Louis. Okay, so you've got Hometown, and we wish you so much success with them. I think they're going to be big. But you're
And I'm also managing Shane Filan. He's got a new deal with Warner.
Yeah.
He's recording amazing songs. I'm back being a manager again, and I just want to manage like maybe three or four people, talent people that I can work with that are nice and are, you know, just ambitious.
But
you know what I mean, Al? I do.
You're around the papers all of this week. I mean,
I'm always in the papers.
No, but I know.
Don't believe everything in the papers.
Well, then what should I believe? Have you made up with Cheryl Fernandez? Are you still not talking to her? Because you had some fight on Twitter with her.
I was never not talking. I'm not on Twitter.
Where was I reading this? I don't do Twitter.
I think she was talking about me on Twitter, okay.
Yeah.
But listen, I haven't seen her. I'm not back on X Factor. You know, I don't manage girls a lot, and I can say whatever I want.
Now, he doesn't believe you. He keeps saying you're going to go back to X Factor. I don't think
you are. I am not back. I'm honestly not back on X Factor.
See, I'm convinced it's one of these games that you play with Simon.
It's not.
And the knock will come to your door,
really,
and there'll be a camera group
there. Honestly, I'm not on X Factor.
Okay, Louis, if I lose my 50 quid down Paddy Power's, I'm going to get you.
Well, I'm not back on the show.
You're not. And seeing as you're not...
I'm going to Miami on Sunday holidays. You know, they're probably starting auditions in a few weeks. I don't know who's on the show. I hear it might be Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the new list.
Yeah. Go on.
I heard Lionel Richie.
Oh.
I heard Niall Horan.
Yeah.
I heard John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
I heard Robbie Williams. I think it'll definitely be Grimshaw. And then I think they might be getting Mel back. I don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Nicole would be amazing. That's who I think would be the best female judge, because I think she's incredible and she works so hard.
Would you like Nick on it? What do you think he'd be like?
I think Nick Grimshaw, he'd be okay. Not as good as me.
Who could be?
Not as funny or as interesting. and he couldn't use my catchphrases. But, you know, he'll be okay. But people don't realise it. It's really hard work.
Yeah.
No, I know.
It's really hard work.
But Louis,
you give your life away.
I mean, we really mean this. We are going to miss you, and you know we are going to miss you as a judge in X Factor.
Of course.
And one of the big draws for Ireland and watching the show was because you were there. And also, we knew if we sent over any of our babies, that you'd take care of them.
You would look after, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, listen. I mean, I think I'm in line to do a show on RTE if it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, and I would love to do something interesting and new and fresh. But we have to wait and see what happens.
And we'd like to see you on that. You know, over here, they've had too much of you. We need you here. You can be here in Ireland.
I know that. Maybe you can work with me on it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
so you know, we never know. But you know what it's like in RTE. You have to wait till it's commissioned. It's going to be nice to everybody.
So the other thing that people were saying, other people are saying that Simon and you had this falling out, but you and Simon are good mates. Did you decide enough is enough?
No, I knew last year I was on thin ice because I'd done 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't hired, I wasn't fired. I'm on really good terms with them.
Yeah.
I talk to him not every week, but like at least maybe once every fortnight or so. He's doing Britain's Got Talent at the moment, but honestly, yesterday was the most exciting thing for me in a long, long time, was when I had a new band, great reacting to them. That's all I ever wanted to do.
And that's what you like doing. That's your real love, isn't it? Is being a manager.
And you don't have to look your best.
Louis, you always look your best.
Makeup. But you know what I mean? Yesterday was absolutely brilliant, and I believe in hometown. I just hope the public do.
Louis Walsh, you loved being on TV as well. You came alive. When that red light on that camera came on, Louis Walsh came to life.
I remember you on TV wearing those awful shirts, Colin Hayes. Flowery shirts.
Brilliant. I called him out as well.
That was me.
Yes.
With another guy.
Yes, that was Home Run.
You weren't exactly skinny.
Oh, brilliant, bitch.
Listen to you, Mr. 44 inch.
But this is what.
By the way, Al,
yes.
I saw the late show. You were very, very funny.
Ah, thank you.
I loved you for saying things you shouldn't say. That was absolutely brilliant.
And you had a lot of energy. Well, thank you. But come
here,
Louis,
what we like about you is that
you say it like it is. So are you writing a tell-all memoir, and will it really be a tell-all memoir?
Because that's what we've heard. Because if I told all, I'd have to leave the country.
Sorry, you'd have to leave the planet.
I'm not telling all. I'll tell some.
Okay.
I'll tell some. I might even get 2 books out of it. I could do a memoir. I could do Paul O'Grady, you know? Do the middle years.
No, do you know what you should do? You should do the good stuff and the bad stuff. Talk about the same people in two different books, the good stuff and the bad stuff.
Well, I definitely have the stuff. I don't. But listen, I'm not going to be too bad.
No.
You know? Okay. It will be a good read.
Okay, tell me this is the truth, the whole truth. Yeah. Tell us as well, because just last weekend, obviously, was the Eurovision Song Contest. Sweden won again. If they win it again, they win as much as we have. Yeah. And what's going wrong? You're the man that, you know Eurovision.
Honestly,
the
little Irish girl was lovely, but
Molly.
She didn't look at the camera that much. She didn't sell it that much.
Yeah.
It was a nice song, but forgettable. We need to send something with an amazing production, like Sweden did amazing well. The Israeli boys did well.
But we tried a bit last year with Ryan Dolan and all the lads dancing behind him and things going on fire, but they didn't like that either.
No, hang on. Jedward came seventh. They did okay in it. Johnny Logan won twice. Linda, I know what it needs. It needs a brilliant song, a brilliant production, and a brilliant performer. You need to own that stage. I know. I use that a lot, but you need to get out there and just own it.
Yeah.
You know.
Any names in the bag there?
Did that. For people, no, have to find somebody amazing. Have to find somebody amazing. But it's doable. We could win again if we got the right song, because people like Irish people.
Would you be willing to put somebody like Hometown in for the Eurovision?
No, I put them for the interval act when we win.
Exactly. That's
good. Well, look,
No. I'd like to find somebody new if I was to do it. Maybe do a new group, boy, girl group, or just find an amazing song. Big key change, big ballad, you know?
Okay, we're getting lots of texts in saying they're going to miss you so much in the X Factor, and we really are, but I know, and
he'll be calling me probably week 2 or 3, but we have to wait and see.
But look, hopefully we'll see you on the screens here, and I love Dean Dale Brennan and Josh Ryan Keane, loved working them over Christmas, and I hope they're doing well.
Yeah, I'm a bit late going into my news headlines, and the song is coming out. The song is coming out. The song's Louis, we love you.
Love you, man.
See you,
See you. Take care. Bye.